called the Hatzlocha, the Ikra Hatzlocha, learning in a Kaila. Everybody learns together in Sunday's Medrash. Not that half the people learn here and half the people learn in the library or in the annex or in the other building. You need everybody learning the base Medrash. And everybody should be at the Seder all of the 4 hours. The Zman begins at 2:30 and it ends at 6:30. And in, later on in the winter, we'll be davening Marv at 6:15. Okay, so everyone, whoever is available, should come to daven Mincha at 2:30 and start learning right away. You should learn till the end of this month. Something comes up in Mikre, someone's sick, or some big Shas Hatchak. Okay, so you have to leave a little early. But leaving out a situation of Shas Hatchak, the only way to be Matzliach in learning is to put in all of the hours to learn Bahasmoda. That's the way a person will be Matzliach. There are Bechinas that are administered 4 times a year, and we expect everyone to take the bechinas on time. Bechinas are usually very easy, and I'll probably distribute the sample bechinas from previous years in the base medrash, so you don't have to worry about the bechinas. But if you just have to learn Bahasmada, everyone should learn the Gemara with the Tosfos. Those who have the ability to learn the Rashba and the Ramban and the Ran and the Rosh, that's wonderful. But everyone is expected to cover the Gemara with the Tosfos. We would like everyone, this year we're starting a new thing because we have so many people in the Beis Medrash. So Rabbi Tzarfati, everybody knows who Rabbi Tzarfati is. There were some people who learned in the Kerbal the whole year, they didn't know who Rabbi Tzarfati was. How was it Shaykh? Like not knowing who I am. So they don't know who Rabbi Tzarfati is. So Rabbi Tzarfati is going to have a list of all of the students. We'll be asking every Talmud in the Beis Medrash and the Kerbal to come towards the end of this month in the last half hour, between 6 and 6:30, on Sundays between 5 and 5:30, and check off your name, sign your name, to indicate that you were there that day. And also to indicate which section of the Beis Medrash you're learning in. Baruch Hashem, it's a big Beis Medrash, so the first day that you sign in, write down, we'll have a map of the whole Beis Medrash, you write down which section of the Beis Medrash you'll be learning in. Okay. I wanted to discuss the Gemara at the beginning of Perek Hiskabel. The Mishnah talks about a Shliach Mohilocha and a Shliach Lekabolot, two different types of Shluchim. So the Gemara in the end of the second Perek in Gittin quotes the memory of Rabbi Yochanan that an Eved Kenayni cannot serve, a Nochri cannot serve as a Shliach even in Dinim Amelis because Atem Gam Atem, Atem Ben Jews, Av Shluchachem Ben Jews. But an Eved Kenayni is Jewish. So can an Eved Kenayni serve? The Gemara has a shaila. The last line on Chav Gimla Meralach. Eved Kenayni, Mar Shiasu Shlich Lekabo Get Isha Miyad Baila. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan's memory. No, because Mishayne David, if he's Zayne B'Toris Get Mikidushin, he cannot serve as a shliach. So on that Gemara, the Ram quotes a famous machlokes between the Rimagash and the rest of the Rishonim. The Rimagash claims that psul that Mishayna B'Toris Git Mikidushin cannot serve as a shliach only applies to serve as a shliach lekabbalah. But a shliach lahilacha sabal is good, even an Eved Kenayni would be good. And Rav Harishonim disagree with this Rimagash. Our Gemara on Samar Beis on Beis had a sofek. I understand that the husband can appoint a man, a Jewish male, as a shliach lo hilocha, because the men are yeshdim b'toiras and sinus aget. I understand a woman can appoint a Jewish woman as a shliach l'kabolas aget, because a woman is yeshdim b'toiras kabolas aget. But the Gemara had a suffix, can a man appoint a woman as a shliach lo hilocha? Can a woman appoint a man as a shliach l'kabolah? Maybe it's ain't a b'toiras. That's how Tesis learns Parshat Pshat. Ish l'kabolah, ish lo hilocha, maybe I should say that it's ain't a b'toiras. So the Gemara first proves the Feirish that a man can serve as a shliach l'kabbalah saget. So the Gemara says, but that doesn't necessarily prove the other half, that a woman can serve as a shliach l'kabbalah saget, because there's room to distinguish. You can say that a man is yeshdem b'toiras kabbalah saget, shekein of mekabel get lebito ktana, the father can be mekabel get for his daughter. So maybe that's why a woman can appoint a man as a shliach l'kabbalah saget, because men are b'toiras Yeshdem b'toras kabbalah saget, but a woman is never b'toras nesina saget. So maybe I should say that a man can never appoint a woman as a shliach lahilocha saget. That was the Gemara shayla. The Gemara says we can be poshed also from the Mishnah. There's a ferish Mishnah at the end of the second parak that the chamish nashim, the Mishnah chav gimla medbeis. There are chamish nashim. There are five women who are listed off in Maseches Yevamos who are chashudos lekalkel. The chashud is to tell a lie, to say Neis Bailah, that the mother-in-law never gets along with the daughter-in-law, the co-wife don't get along with each other, sisters-in-law, the certain women don't get along with each other. So those Chamish Nashim are not Nemanis to say Neizbal. So the Mishnah says, but the Chamish Nashim are Nemanis to say b'fana nechtam, if they will be appointed as a Shliach l'Halachas Agir. So you see, the Feirush from the Mishnah, a woman can serve as a Shliach l'Halachas Agir. So what was the Gemara's Pshita? These are the two ways to learn over here. So the Rimigash will learn. The answer is that even though a woman is not b'toras nesinas aget, a woman never gives a get. A man can be mekabel aget, she came of mekabel get to be b'ktana. So we would push it that a man can serve as a shliach l'kabbalah because a man is yeshnam b'toras kabbalah aget. Sometimes mekabel aget for his daughter. But a woman is never b'toras nesinas aget, and nonetheless she can serve as a shliach l'ilocha. So the answer is that for shliach l'ilocha you don't need yeshnam b'toras. That's how the Rimagash will learn the Maskana Sagana. And most of the Rishonim learn, no. Avada, you see from the whole discussion in the Gemara till the last line. Avada, you need Yeshnim B'Torahs both for Halacha and for Kabbalah, but the Pshitas and the Maskana was from the Mishnah of Gimel and Beis that women can serve as a Shlech L'Halacha Saget because the Yeshnim B'Torah is Gerishim. They're not the B'Torahs Nesina Saget. Even though women never give a get, women receive a get, they never give a get. But nonetheless, since the Yeshna Mitar is Gerishin, so that's called Yeshna Mitar is Gitmi Kiddush. That's not a problem. So from this Gemara is the Machlekes, the Rimegash, and the other Rishonim, how do you read the Maskanas HaGemara? The Achareinim Abadid with the Kasha from the Gemara in Kiddushin, and Daf Memala from the days, the Gemara says that we have a Pasuk by Hafrashas Truma. Kain Tarima Gamatem is Truma Sashem, so Gam is Lerabas and Sashaliach. So the Gemara says, since the two are written next to each other, Kain Tarima Gam Atem, so Atem, Gam Atem, that's a Hekish. The word Gam is a reference to the Shliach, and the word Atem is a reference to the former, the one is Mafris, the Trumas, and Maisris. But since they're written one next to each other in the Pasuk, that's a Hekish. So the Hekish is Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Av Shlachachem B'nei Bris. That a Jewish former cannot appoint a non-Jew as a Shliach to be Mafris Truma for him. So the more effect Akasha, why do you need a Pasuk that a Goy cannot serve as a Shliach for a Jewish former? To be Mafris Trumas, and Maisris. A Goy doesn't have the ability to be Mafish, Trumas, and Maisris, period. So since he's Zayna B'Torahs, Afrashas, Maisris, so how can he possibly serve as a Shliach for the Jewish farmer to be Mafish, his Maisris? So the Gemara answers, maybe I need the Pasuk according to that Tana. The Gemara quotes, Machlekes Habshimin and Achakamim, Machlekes HaTanoim and the Mishnah and Trumas. If a Goy has a form and he wants to be Mafish, Trumas, Maisris, he's not obligated to, it's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs, Beninoya, but if a Nochri wants to volunteer to observe mitzvahs that is not mechayivin, he'll get tzchah like an eidah mitzvah v'yoseh. So the Gemara has a machlokes satanoim. Is it possible for a nochri to volunteer to be mafrish trumas and maisis? Will it be chal at all? The Gemara has a machlokes. So some tanoim hold that it will be chal a little bit. Afrashas trumas and maisis will be chal. So maybe a nochri is considered yeshnam b'taras afrashas trumas and maisis. So that's why I need a pasuk, despite the fact that nochri is yeshnam b'taras afrashas maisis, he still cannot serve as a shliach. So that Gemara is not beferish. The Gemara said beferish that if somebody is ain't a b'toras a certain din, he cannot serve as a shliach in that area. How can the Rimagash say that it's only a din in shliach lekabbalah saget? It's only a din in this shliach. It's only shliach lekabbalah saget. Don't you see from that Gemara that it's a din of shlichus and kol haTorah kula? In our Gemara and Samach Beis on Beis, he can say that the Gemara started off like that. The Haskalas HaGemara was. They were assuming that you need the Yeshna B'Torahs both for Shliach L'Kabbalah and for Shliach L'Halacha. When you get to the last line, so the Gemara proved that it's not so. That for Shliach L'Halacha you don't need Yeshna B'Torahs. That's how the Rimagash can read our Gemara. But in the Gemara Kiddushin, you can't read it like that. So that's what Achreinim asked. The Gemara Kiddushin is a Teyufta against this Rimagash. On this Gemara, there's a famous Shita Saramam that there's a third kind of a Shliach. You learn the Gemara, you would never dream of this on your own. The Gemara just says there's a Shliach L'Halacha and there's a Shliach L'Kabbalah. So the Rambam comes up with a new thing. There's a Shliach L'Havoh. That the woman asks a Shliach Havi L'Giti. So the Pashup Shat is, the woman is requesting of the person, he should go to my husband and ask of my husband that he should appoint you as a Shliach L'Halacha, Havi L'Giti. Bring me the get and I'll become a Goreshes and I'll receive it. So the Rambam says, no, there's a new kind of a thing, a shliach lahavoeh, that the wife can appoint a shliach lahavoeh. Not that the wife says, haveli giti, do me a favor, offer your services to my husband, he should appoint you as a shliach lahavoeh. The wife appoints. So what the wife appoints a shliach lahavos, so what kind of an animal is it? What is it? So the Rambam says it's not. It's in between. It's not 100% like a shliach lekabbalah, that upon receiving the get from the husband, the woman will become a gereshis immediately. The husband has to give the get to the shliach havor, but the get is only chal when the shliach lahavor brings it to the yisha. So isn't that a shliach lahilocha? So how can the wife appoint it? The husband has to appoint it. What's going on? So the Ran, on our daf, writes the last line. I have a Vilna Shas. Those who have the new fancy Gemara, so all the pages are different. The old, the Vilna Shas, the regular Gemara, so it's on daf Chav Chesem and Aleph in the Rif, the last line in the Ran. So he says, Vili Niris, he gives a simple pshat in the Rambam. He says, nah, I think the Rambam just means like this, that it's not a third kind of a shliach. There are only two kinds of shliach. There's a shliach lahalacha that the husband appoints, and there's a shliach lekabbalah that the wife appoints. But over here, it's a shliach lekabbalah with a twist. The wife can make any tanai she wants when she's making a shliach lekabbalah. So the wife appoints a shliach lekabbalah. So normal shliach lekabbalah, the minute he receives the get, so the wife becomes mugareshes, take her for miyad. Here the wife says, I appoint you as a shliach lekabbalah. And she never says the whole thing, but implicit is that she means to say, but the get shouldn't take effect until you'll give the get to me. That's like saying, I appoint you as a shliach lekabbalah, and the get should only take effect if it snows, if and when it snows. Okay, so it's a shliach lekabbalah with it tonight. That's how the Ran says. So in the yeshivas, they all ask Akasha that it cannot be. Because you look in the Rambam has a fantastic chiddush. He writes it both in Hilchas Ishus as well as in Hilchas Gerushin, that there's a fundamental difference between a shliach lahalacha and a shliach lekabbalah. A shliach lahalacha can be appointed by the Baal. There's no need for edus l'kiyum adovah. But when the Isha appoints a shliach lekabbalah, so the Rambam and the Rabbi both read the Mishnah that you need edus l'kiyum adovah. That's the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Gimel and Beis. Isha shomer is kabbal legiti. When the wife appoints a shliach lekabbalah, so you need two sets of edim. Tzricha shtei kiti edim. You need two edim at the time that she appoints the shliach lekabbalah. So the Rambam understands that it's edus l'kiyum adovah. The Rambam and the Rabbi. And then you need two edim at the time that the get is given. Edus l'kiyum adovah. You have to learn the Gemara Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Gemara Rashi learns the Gemara that the Gemara seems to have understood the mission that is talking about edus l'bir adovah, not edus l'kiyum adovah. That's a major problem. But the Rambam and the Rabbi both understand that the Mishnah is not like it sounds like in the Gemara. The Rambam and the Rabbi understand when the wife appoints a shliach lekabbalah, she has to appoint it in the presence of two edim. The Rambam distinguishes, the Rambam says this is only when the wife appoints a shliach lekabbalah. When the husband appoints a shliach lahilocha, so there's no need for edus l'kiyum adovah. And Hilchas Gerushin, he doesn't give any explanation. The Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam carries this din over to Ishus, and he says when the husband appoints a shliach lahilocha sakidushin, it's the same as by get, there's no need for edus l'kiyum adovah. When the wife appoints a shliach lekabbalah sakidushin, it's the same as a get, and there would be a requirement for edus l'kiyum adovah. He carries over the same thing, and he gives a hesber why does the husband not need edus l'kiyum adovah when he appoints a shliach lahilocha saget or lahilocha sakidushin. He says, it's like a man appoints a shliach lahafroshas truma, or a person appoints a shliach to sell his house, or in any business deal, that you never need edus l'kiyum adovah. You only need edus l'kiyum adovah if it's something that's unique and dovah should be yerev. So why does the Rambam think that the Isha needs edus l'kiyum adovah? This is the Chamishnah, the way the Rambam read the Mishnah. Why does the Rambam think that the Isha needs edus l'kiyum adovah when she appoints the shliach lekabbalah saget? Why is that different? So there's a famous Tosfei HaRosh in the beginning of the second perik in Kiddushim, the first daf in the second perik, and the Gemara quotes the Braisa, the Shilach Malam Shabalo is a Shliach, the Shilach Malam Shalisho is a Shliach. So the Gemara explains why you need so many psukim to teach you the principle of Shlichas and Kol HaTorah Kulo. So the Rosh, the Tosfei HaRosh, poses a question, why do you need, so the Gemara explains everything why you need, but there's one thing the Gemara never explained, why do you need two psukim? One that the Baal can make a shliach for Gerush, and one that the Isha can make a shliach for Gerush. It's all in the same parsha. Once you know that the Baal can make a shliach, isn't it self-understood the Isha can make a shliach as well? The Tosfei HaRosh answers no. And this answer already appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Rishonim above Metzi, on Daf Ayin Beis, quoted from the Yerushalmi. that normally we have a klal that the Tosfos in Ksubis and Dafayin Dalid, the Gemara has a klal milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai milsa deisa b'shlichus isa b'tanai. A person can only be matal tanai on something with a balabas to make a shaliach. So by chalitza, since the yavam and the yavama cannot make a tanai, cannot appoint a shliach to do the chalitza, since it's a milsa de leisa b'shlichus, so therefore it's leisa b'tanai. So the yavam and the yavama have no right to make a tanai. Cannot say, I'll perform the chalitza, but it should only be valid, it should only be matter you, on the condition that you pay me $10,000 within the next 3 months. You cannot make such a tanai. Milsa de isa b'shlichus isa b'tanai, milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. So Tosfos has a comment on that gemara in Toimar. Tosfos says, Masvar yesh b'zeh, what's that, Gzeres HaKosuv? Because in the parshas B'nei Godom and Reuven is where we learn out the whole din of tanai. And tanai only works on a milsa de isa b'shlichus similar to B'nei Godom and Reuven. So why not insist you can only make a tanai? You can only make a tanai on karka, because that was chalukas Eretz Yisrael, that was only on karka. Say tanai doesn't work in chutzlor, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. How did you decide? Pum, milsa deisa b'shlichus isa b'tanai. What's the connection? So Tosfos says no, it's a logical svara. It's not a chok, it's not a gzeres hakosuv. And the svara is, if you're so much of a bailam that you're able to appoint a shaliyah, then hu adinam, you're a bailam to make a tanai. If you want me to sell my house, I have a right to appoint a shliach to sell the house on my behalf. So therefore, I can make a tanai. I say I'm selling the house on the condition that it snows before January 1st. If it doesn't snow, I don't want the sale to take effect. So if I'm a balabos, the only one who has the ability to appoint a shliach is the one who's the balabos on the pu'ula, on the ma'isa. So whoever is a balabos has a right to be matal tanai. It's not based on Exeris HaKosuv of Parshas Benegon Neruv. This is a svara. Whoever is a balabos. So the Gemara says that by Chalitza, since it's a milsa de leisa b'shlichus, it's leisa b'tanai. True, you need achi iskavin hu, achi iskavin hi. The Chalitza is only good if the Yovam and the Yovama both have kavanas. At the Lashuk, they have to have kavana for Chalitza. Stam, if the girl, the Yovama, is a saleswoman in a shoe store, and she's trying on a shoe and she puts it on, she takes it off, the chalitza won't be valid. You have to have kavana l'shem chalitza. If the oven is asleep when she does the chalitza, she has kavana. Or he has kavana, she doesn't know what she's doing. Gemara says it's no good. You have to have, they should both have kavana. But it's not that the yovam is the bailim to be mata the yovam. It's not like a get, which is a kinyan. It's not like kiddushin, which is a kinyan. This is not a kinyan. It's halacha. You have to do chalitza. Then the halacha says she's metaris lehinasin ashuk. He's not the balabas over the het el ashuk. So since he's not the bailim, therefore, it's milsa de leisa b'shlichus, leisa de tanai. So the Yerushalmi poses a question: if the only one who has the ability to be matal tanai, the only one who has the ability to make a shliach, the klal should work in the opposite direction also. Milsa de leisa b'tanai, leisa b'shlichus. Milsa de leisa, milsa de isa b'tanai, isa b'shlichus. Because Tosfos says that the whole thing is a svara. If you're a bailam on this maisa, so you're both a bailam to be matal tanai and a bailam to be memana shliach. You're not a balam on one, you're not a balam on the other. So the klal should work in both directions. Not only as the Gemara says, milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai, it should be milsa de leisa b'tanai leisa b'shlichus. So that's what the Yerushalmi asks, and that's what the Tosfos HaRosh develops, this idea. Yerushalmi asks, how in the world is it possible for a woman to be memaneh shliach the kabbalas haget? The husband can give the get bal karchoi. You don't need das or isha. There's a chem der abdein gershem that it's not proper to give the get bal karchoi. But if you'll give a get balkorach on the level of the rice of the get is good. So the woman is not at all a bailin. You don't even need a das. It's even less than by chalitza. At least by chalitza you need achi iskav nushneim. You need that the yovam and the yavam should both have in mind. By the get you don't need at all that the wife should be masking. The husband gives the get balkorach, so it's good. So it's a milsa de leisa de tanai. So it should be leisa de shlicha. So how does the wife have the ability to be memana a shliach lekabolas a get? So that's what Yerushalmi answers. That's why you need a Gzeres HaKosuv. It's a special pasuk v'shilcha alam shehoiso isha shliach. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh points out. The Gemara never explained this. The Gemara explained why you need a pasuk for shlichas by trume, shlichas by karbonus, and shlichas by get. You need, but the Gemara never explained why you need two psukim by get. Once you know that the Baal can make a shliach lo elochas haget, so shouldn't I say that it's a mamatzinu hu adinami the ishi can make a shliach lekabonus haget? So the Rosh says, no, I would never have known in a million years that the Yishi can make a shliach. In fact, it's kula chidush, it doesn't make any sense. the Isha is not the balabos on the Gerishin. So it's really a chiddush gadol that the Isha has the ability to appoint a shliach, and that's why I need a separate zeres hakosim. So that's how the Rambam writes in Hilchas. He should have written in Hilchas Gerishin. So instead he writes in Hilchas Ishus, is not so smooth. He's writing in Hilchas Ishus the Hezbah for Gerishin. He says, the husband appoints a shliach lohelochas haget. That's like a man appointing a shliach for hafroshas tumah, or a man appointing a shliach to sell his real estate. A man is a balabos on hafroshas tumah, and he's the balabos on the real estate, is balabos on divorcing his wife. So of course he appoints a shliach. Why should you need edus lekima dover? That's not a dover should be ever dika thing. But the wife's ability to appoint a shliach lekabale, that's kula chidush. That's akzeres akosav ayotzim and aklal. That's what the Nesivus has this lashon from the Yerushalmi, that you normally need shluchos shel balamamin. Who can appoint a shliach? The one is the balabos. The wife is not the balamamin over here. She's not the balam at all. The get can be given bal karcha. So how does she have the ability to make a shliach to receive the get for her? So it's kula chidush. So the Rambam understood this Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Gimel on the base. When the woman appoints a shliach lekabolas haget, that's only a davisha b'yavid dekedin, that's a mechudish dekedin. So since it's a davisha b'yavid dekedin, so you need eidus lekim on davana. The Rambam writes the same though, he carries it over in Hilchus Ishus. He says the husband appoints a shliach lahilochas hakidushin, that doesn't require eidus lekim on davana. And that's where he writes the Hezbah. That's like a man appointing a shliach to afrosh his trumas and maisris, and someone appointing a shliach to sell his real estate. So that's a din from Kala Tarkula. But the wife's ability to appoint a shliach, the Kabbalah Sakidushin, will require Eidus and Kimadov. How did the Rambam know to carry it over from get to Kiddushin? By Kiddushin, you do need Daso Isha. By Kiddushin, you need Dasa Baal and Daso Isha. So why does the Rambam assume that the wife's ability to appoint a shliach, the Kabbalah Kiddushin, is a psanu parsha? The wife's ability to appoint a shliach lekabola saget, that's kula chiddush. That's exeris akosim that the Yerushalmi says it's not shluchos shel bala mamon, milsa de leisa betanai, leisa de shlichas, how does she have the ability? So it's exeris akosim, a special unique din in davisha b'yerva. But how does the Rambam carry that over to Hilchas Ishus? That the wife really shouldn't have the ability to appoint a shliach lekabola sakidushin, but you need to ask her isha by kidushin. So why shouldn't I say the Isha's ability to appoint a shliach lekabolas hakiddushin, same as the Baal by Nesinas hakiddushin. So it should be a regular din of like a tanai by Afrosh's truman. So the wife, you shouldn't need over there Eidus lekim adov when the wife appoints a shliach lekabolas hakiddushin. So I think in the yeshivas they say the beer in the Rambam is like the Ran in Idorim and Daf Lamed. The Ktzayis HaChoshen has a sefer on Eben Ezra that everybody knows, I'm sure, the Avnei Milui. So every 25 pages, Davne Meloim has Akasha. He says, the answer appears in the Ran and the Dorm, on Daf Lamed. The Ran and the Dorm says, when a couple gets married and the Chassan gives the ring to the Kala, and you need Dasa Baal and Dasa Isha, it's not true. Really, the Baal does the Kiddushin without Dasa Isha. But you can't be Mekadosh and Isha Baal Korcho, so first the woman has to consent to marry him. But once she consents to marry him, it's like Isha Mafkeres his Atzma, she's Mafke herself, and then the Baal does the whole Kiddushin on his own. So really, just like a get can be bal karcha, kiddushin is also bal karcha, but there's a condition that's thrown in. Here, a real outright bal karcha is no good. She has to first agree, consent to marry him, and then he does the kiddushin bal karcha. The dasa isha doesn't really play a role in the kiddushin. It just sets up the situation that the husband will be able to be mekadosh or bal karcha. We don't fully understand everything the Ran says, but see, he has a hechra from the Gemara like that. And the Avnei Miluim thinks that answers all the kashas. The Avnei Miluim quotes this many times to answer many kashas in Hilchas Kiddush. So apparently that's what the Rambam thinks, that there's a hashvoi, makes this comparison. That just like by get, he draws a distinction between shliach lailachas haget can be appointed without eidus lekim adov. That's a din of kol ha-tarakula. Shliach lekabolas haget is a unique din in Hilchas Gittin. And if not for this eres hakosav of Shilcha, the woman wouldn't have the ability to appoint a shliach lekabolas haget. So that's why, since it's a special din in Hilchas Gerishin, so that's why the halacha says you need eidus lekim adov. So he carries over the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel to Kiddushin. That's when the Baal appoints a shliach lailochas haKiddushin, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adov. He gives the Hezbah. It's like a person appointing a shliach lafroshas truma or for selling real estate. But the Isha's ability to appoint a shliach lekabolas haKiddushin, that's still a mechudish de gedin, that only applies based on the Gzeres HaKasar. She really shouldn't have the ability to appoint a Shliach LeKabbalas HaKiddushin, just like she shouldn't have had the ability to appoint a Shliach LeKabbalas HaGet. So that does need Eidus L'Kiyum Adam. So you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, when he comes up with this new animal, this new Shliach LaHavo, the Ran said, the lead mirror, the last line on the Ran, the Ran says, the Rambam must mean, what did he invent, a new thing? He says, no, there are only two dinim, either Shliach LaHaloch or Shliach LeKabbalah. What is it? The Ran says, no, it's just a Shliach LeKabbalah with a T'nai thrown in. Don't be fooled. It's just a regular Shliach LeKabbalah, but the woman threw in a T'nai, the get should only be chal, if and when the Shliach LaHaloch delivered, the Shliach LeKabbalah will give me the get. So that's what Makshim Ha'olam in Yeshivas, they ask, how can it be? When the Rambam writes all the dinim in Hilchos Gerushin, so he says, when the Baal appoints a Shliach LaHaloch on the get, there's no need for Eidus L'Kiyum Adava. When the woman appoints a Shliach LaKabbalah, there is a need for Eidus L'Kiyum Adava. When the woman appoints this newfangled Shliach LaHavor, there's no need for Eidus L'Kiyum Adava. So it's not that it's simply a Shliach LaKabbalah Saget with a T'nai thrown in, on the condition that it should snow. No, if it's a Shliach LaKabbalah, then the Rambam should have required Eidus L'Kiyum Adava. And he writes explicitly, there's no need for Eidus L'Kiyum Adava. It's a new animal, it's a new thing. It's a daf and pashtem. What kind of an animal is it? What is it? That's what the Ran couldn't understand. What is the Rambam talking about? So the Ran toned it down. He said, no, the Rambam didn't say anything. It's just a regular Shliach LaKabbalah with it tonight. But you see, it's not so. You see that the Ran is not right. If it's a plain old Shliach LaKabbalah with a little T'nai thrown in, then it should have required Eidus L'Kiyum Adava. So you have to add something on over here. So it's in the yeshivas, it's famous that Shlomo Hyman used to give a shiur in the competition in Torah Das. But Shlomo Hyman has a famous shiur on this Rambam. So there's a Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, it's all in the Mamakaimus there. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin where the Rambam quotes the Gemara before. The Gemara talks about the husband writes a get, so he doesn't have to put the get v'nasim b'yod, he can put the get, the b'chatzer is also good. The chatzer is also good. What if he gives the get, the yad evit k'naini shalishto, so the wife owns the evit k'naini, kishora v'chamoro, it's like her mamet. So what's the din if the Baal puts the get, the yad evit k'naini? So the Gemara says sometimes it'll be good, sometimes it won't be good. If the evit k'naini is kofus, the yoshin, he's sleeping and he's tied up and he can't run away, so then it's like putting the get in chotzer ishtai. But if he's not kofus, so then the Gemara says he's a chotzer mahalechus, he can walk away, and it's a chotzer sheni mishtameris, so the get is no good. So the Gemara says it's no good. So when the Rambam quotes that Gemara, that's in the chops. When the Rambam quotes that Gemara, Rambam quotes the Gemara that if it's not kofus, it's no good. So the Rambam says the get is no good, achigei aget liyodo. The Baal gave the get to Yad HaEved, if the Eved will give the get to the Isha, then she will become the Gureshes. So the Magen Mishnah on the side of the Rambam quotes that the Rashba questioned the correctness of the Rambam. If the time the Baal gave the get to Yad HaEved K'nayin Shalu Isha, he was a Chatzim HaLechas, he's not Kofus, he's walking around, roaming around, so it's a Chatzim Sheni Mishtam Meris, and a Chatzim HaLechas is no good, so how does it become good later on? The Baal didn't do a second Nesina. The Eved K'naini gives it to the Isha. The Eved K'naini wasn't appointed as a Shliach L'Halachas HaGet. How was it good even to Agir Get L'Yoda? So the Magen Mishnah quotes the Rashba, who was mistapik, to say that it wouldn't even help. That the Rambam is wrong. Even if the Eved K'naini would give it the Get to the Isha, it won't help later on. So it's the Chapela Dike Rambam. An Eisen Akaina. How can the Get be good? When the Baal gave the Get to the Eved K'naini, was no good, because it's a Chatzim HaLechas, Chatzim Sheni Mishtameres. So how does it become better? When the Eved K'naini gives it over to the Isha, he wasn't appointed as a Shliach L'Halacha on the part of the Baal. So in the Yeshivas, they say, over the name of Rab Chaim, you have to say that Tzvei Dinim. Obviously, there are two Dinim over here. When you give a get to the Isha, you have to do a Maisa Nesina, number one, and then you have to be Makne to get to the Isha. So this is already against the Tzais. There's a famous Tzais in Siman Reish, beginning of Siman Reish and Chosh Mishpat, but the Tzais has a funny chakira. The Tzais says, the Gemara says, when you give a shtar shichut to the Eved K'naini, it's really problematic, because kol ma shekana Eved K'naini rabo, so it's like giving a shtar shichut from your right hand to your left hand. And they give the shtar shichut to the Eved K'naini. How does it go to the cheres? Kol ma shekana Eved K'naini rabo is a din daraisa. So how does it get off the ground? So the Gemara says, There's taken no logical explanation. Gita the other boy in Kiyacha. The Gemara asked such a similar question by Gedisha, but by Gedisha it's only a problem on the level of the Rabbanan. Kol ma shekanti yishukanabayil is only a din derabbanan. So leave out the din derabbanan. Worry about the din derais, about the other kanayini. The Gemara says, Gita the other boy in Kiyacha. So it's really, it's not logical. Normally, you have a cause and effect, so the cause has to precede the effect. Nobody he said boy in Kiyacha, so it's an exception to the rule. So the Tzoyz asked the Shaila, what would be the din? I want to be makna karka to you. So I write a shtar that this karka, I own 24 Bennett, let's say, and I give you a shtar that now it belongs to you. So fine, so the building belongs to you. What if I put the shtar into 24 Bennett? So will you say, boy in Kiyacha? 24 Bennett belongs to me, doesn't belong to you yet. So when I put the shtar in, it's like putting the shtar from my right hand to my left hand. But if the kinyan will take effect, if you will acquire ownership of 24 Bennett, then it'll turn out that I gave the get into your chotzer. So that's what you say by the Abik Naini. That's what it means, when I give the Abik Naini the shtar shichur, it's like giving from my right hand to my left hand. And there was no nesina. So what do you mean, boin keachot? So you see, the pasuk says that it works. Boin keachot works. So you should say the same thing over here by the shtar. I want to be makna you the karka, so I'll write a shtar and put the shtar in that karka, which, if you'll acquire ownership of the karka, that'll come out that there's a nesina sashtar. So would you say boin keachot? So the Ksei says, of course not. That's ridiculous. Why not? So isn't it just as ridiculous by the shichur Abik Naini? How come it works by the Abik Naini? So Reb Shimon Shkop has a whole logical explanation why it's not a kash. Okay. But the Ktsois doesn't say that answer. The Ktsois comes up with a different answer. The Ktsois has a chiddush that when you megarish an isha is different from shtar on a karka. When I give you shtar that you should acquire ownership of 24 Bennett, I have to be makne the piece of paper to you. So you can't say boin keecha that you kind of the piece of paper. But by get shtar shichur and get isha, there's no need to be makna the piece of paper. He says, all you need is a maisa nesina. So to be considered a maisa nesina, that's good enough. You can say, boin keachar, it's called a maisa nesina. How does he know that you don't need a haknoa? So he has a few rights. First of all, he says, well, a get can be given bal karcha shalisha. The women is screaming, the woman is screaming, she doesn't want to accept the get. So you can never be kind of anything bal karcha. So you see that you don't need to be kind of the get. It's enough if it's a maisa nesina. That's one right. So the dog says it's not such a riot. Maybe that's the Gzeres HaKosov, that the get Bal Korcha, the get becomes nicknamed to the Isha, even Bal Korcha. Then he brings another riot from the Gemara and Daf Chof from an Aleph. The Gemara says if you write a get on Isuri HaNoah and you give it to the Isha, Ksob Al Isuri HaNoah, Kosher. So the Ktsois has the famous Kasha. The Gemara says in Baba Kama and Daf Mem Hey, on the days, that the Shora Niska left the Gemara Din, Mechora Eina Mechor. Why? Because after Bezda makes the Gemara Din, so the Shara Niskal is also Bahanoah. The Yisra Hanoah are either Eina Shalom or Eina Bishusa, but it's one or the other. It's either Eina Shalom or Eina Bishusa. Whichever it is, you cannot be makna ownership to anybody else. Mechoro Eina Mechor. So if Mechoro Eina Mechor, it's either Eina Shalom or Eina Bishusa. So how does the Gemara say, I write the get, the husband writes the get, and Yisra Hanoah, he gives it to the wife, she's Megoresh. But it can't be makna the piece of paper. It's the Yisra Hanoah, it's either Eina Shalom or Eina Bishusa. So you can't be makna. So it's a raya, he says, that you don't have to be makna the piece of paper to the isha. All you need is a mice and a sina, and that's good enough. So Reb Chaim pointed out there's a famous shitas Rabbeinu Tam in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei with Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that Shor HaNiskal after the Gemar Din is not yet Asa Bano. Shor HaNiskal Mechaim is Muta Bano. Tosfos in Masechet Zvachim also quotes it on the first Daf in Perik Kol HaZvach Mishin Esav in Perik HaTarugas. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Shor HaNiskal is only us after it's dead. Kol Zman is still alive is mutter. So what does the Gemara say? Mechor Reina Mechor. The Gemara says Mishenig Madino. The Gemara Bava Kama Daf Memhei says after the Gemara Din is made, so the Bala Shor cannot sell the Shor. Why can he not sell the Shor? It's mutter Bano. It's not also Bano till later. So the Taisus quotes Rabbeinu Tam in Sanhedrin Daf Pei who reinterprets the Gemara. The Gemara says Mechor Reina Mechor is not to be taken literally, that the sale doesn't take effect. What it really means is the sale takes effect, the Shor HaNiskal is sold, but it doesn't accomplish anything. You have not saved the skin of the Shor HaNiskal. The Bezin is going to give Meskila anyway. Mechor Reina Mechor means you have accomplished nothing. The sale is valid. Now the Shor belongs to you. So Bezin is going to come to your house. Instead of coming to my house to take the Shor and give it Skila, they're going to go to your house. But nothing else changed. So that's what Rav Chaim said. Even if you hold that not like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Shor HaNiskal is also Ba'anua Mechayim, you don't necessarily have to interpret Mechor Eina Mocha means that it's Eina Shalai Eina Bishus. You can say Suri Hano Ar Shalau and Ar Bishusa, and you can't sell it. I, the Gemara says, Shnei Devar Eina Bishusa Shaladim Chamis Mishay Shol Salamayla is Eina Bishusa, either means Eina Shalai Eina Bishusa, a whole Machlekes. So Rav Chaim says, like the Achrayim say over there, maybe that's only chometz mishay shos on the mile, because it's ton ibn min oilam, because you're not allowed to keep it around the house. You have to destroy it. There's a din of bal yirah. Even if bal yirah doesn't begin a chatzos, there's an isa resi of tashbis, so you're not allowed to have it around the house. But if you have basa b'chalav, that's also banah, or lakakem, other things, it's not ton ibn min oilam. Rav Chaim says maybe it's shalom and it is b'shuso and you can't be makna. So there's no taina from the Gemara. So Rav Chaim thought not like the Tzais. And the Pashtus in the Gemara is not like the Tzais, because the Gemara in the first Perek in Bava Metzia and later on in Perek HaZorek, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that Chotzer is kind of bought by Ganef. There's a Pasuk, Himatzi Simatzi Be'erag Neva Chotzer is a Kenya by Ganef, and Chotzer is kind of by Get. So the Gemara says it's Tzricha. I need two Pesukim. Once you have these two Pesukim, that shows you in Kala Terakula that Chotzer is kind of all the time. How can you prove Chatzar is kaina? If the Tzois claims that by get you don't need Kinyan Hanayor, all you need is Nesina, so all you can prove is that if I put the get into the Chatzar, it's called the Nesina. It doesn't prove that Chatzar is kaina. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is not like the Tzois. Pashtus is that you need Haknor. The Tzois is certainly true that you need Nesina. The Gemara says the Gittat Ma'agabi Karka is no good. But Rav Chaim Tainas, you need both. You need Nesina and you need Haknor Sanayor. And the Kasha from the get Bal Korch is Nishkin Kasha, the Torah is Mechadish. Then when you give the get Bal Korcha, the woman is kind of the get. The Kasha from Yisur HaNo is Echad Nishken Kasha. Yisur HaNo Arshaloy, and it is Bishus, and you can't be Makna. All the Kashas are not Shvet. So that's how it's famous, B'Shem Rav Chaim. When the Rambam quoted that Gemara, that if you give the get the Yad HaEvet Kanayni, and he's not Kofus, and he's not Yosh, and the Evet Kanayni is roaming around, so the Gemara says the get is not Chal, because it's a Chatz Hashem Mishtameris and a Chatz Malachas. So it doesn't mean that a Chatz Hashem Mishtameris is not Teifes for the Baal HaChatzah. It is Teifes for the Baal HaChatzah. It's called a Nesina, the Baal did a Nesina, it's Teifes for the Baal HaChatzah. It's a din that it's not Kaina. So the get is not Chal because the woman wasn't Kaina. So that's what the Rambam says. If the Evet Kanayni will bring the get to the Isha, she'll be Megureshes, because then she'll be Kaina. Aye, but it's Legitach Magadi Karaka. So that was the Taina of the Rashbo. The Magad Mishnah quotes the Taina of the Rashbo. So the answer is no, the Rambam holds that it's not Legitach Magadi Karaka. When the Baal gave the get the Yad HaEved, that was the Nesina. Achotz Hashena Mishtameres, Achotz HaMaleches is Teifes for the Baal HaChotzah, it's just not Kaina. So since it is Teifes for the Baal HaChotzah, so that's enough, that's considered Nesina. And when the Eved will give it to the Isha, that'll be the Haknor, so then the woman will be Megureshes. So that's famous, B'Shem Rav Shlomo Hyman, he said, that's Rav Chaim. So Rav Shlomo Hyman learned the Torah of Rav Chaim also. Shlomo Hyman, I think, was the Talmud of Rav Baruch Be'er, if I'm not mistaken. He heard also the Torah of Rav Chaim. So he said that's probably what you have to say pshat in this Rambam as well. The Rambam says, by the Shliach Lahavor, you have to say that the woman appoints if she appoints a shliach lekabbalah, that means that the shliach lekabbalah does both at the same time. The Baal gives the get to the shliach lekabbalah, that's the nesina, and the shliach lekabbalah is kind of the get on behalf of the woman. When she says haveli giti shliach lavor, so she doesn't want the get to be chal until she receives it. So this is similar to that Rambam. She means that the shliach lavor should be her shliach vis-a-vis the nesina. The Nesina has already taken place when the Baal gives the get to the Shliach Lahavua, but the Kinyan HaGet should only take effect once the get is given to the Isha. And why does this explain why there's no need for Eidus Lekim Adover? We just said in Yeshiva Zaytayin against the Ram. The Ram says that when the Rambam says there's such a thing as a Shliach Lahavua, he simply means it's a Shliach LeKabbalah with a Tanai. So in Yeshiva Zaytayin it can't be. A shlech lekabbalah, you have to have Eidus Lekim Adover when you appoint it. The Rambam and the Raiva both say it like that. And here the Rambam says, by the shlech lahavua, there's no need for Eidus Lekim Adover. So how does this answer? If you'll say, how does Rav Shlomo Hyman answer that kasha? When a woman appoints a shlech lahavua, since he's only a shlech for the Maisa Nesina, is not a shlech for the Kenyan, so therefore you don't need Eidus Lekim Adover. How does that explain? So you have to explain a little bit more about what's Eidus Lekim Adover all about. I will not succeed in explaining it in the next 1 minute. So, yeah, but the beginning of the explanation is that there's another machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Ishus, that runs as follows. I'll begin. The Rambam and the Ravid claim there is a Gemara. The Rashba says there is no such Gemara. But the Rambam and Ravid claim there is a Gemara that says as follows. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha ala Tanai, that it snows tomorrow. So if the day goes by and it doesn't snow, so there's bitla tanai, so there's bitla maisa. So the kiddushin is not chal. What if they say that the day is beginning and they listen to the weather and it doesn't seem that it's going to snow and they really love each other? So he can give her another ring, say Hari Mekadosh li anu, but he does want to give another ring. Can he resurrect the old kiddushin that he did? So the Rambam and the Ravid both claim, that's how they read the Gemara in Ksubis, also on Daf Ayin Dalet, that the Gemara says in Ksubis that there's a concept of Mechilas HaTanai. If the husband and the wife both say, when Mechal on the Tanai, when Mevatim on the Tanai, we want the Kiddushin to take effect, even if they won't take place, they came out tonight. See, if they wait till the day is all over, there's already Mizbatl HaTanai, the day came and went and it didn't snow. So it's all over, so he has to do, if he wants to be Mekadosh, he has to do Kiddushin all over. But if it didn't yet, the Bitla tonight didn't yet take place. We're not holding yet by the end of the day. And then the boy and the girl, they both say, we're Mevater al tonight, we want the Kiddushin to be Chal, even if it will not snow. So the Rambam and the Ravid claim, the Rashba says there is no such din, but the Rambam and the Ravid claim that the Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, and now the Kiddushin will be Chal without a tonight. That tonight was like a Nusach Rita that was added on to the Kiddushin. Tanai is always something. The Gemara is Lashon and Kiddushin in Ksubas Daf Yutes is that Tanai Milsa Achrita. So he made a Kiddushin ala Tanai, and later on the boy and the girl both make up, forget about the time, you want the Kiddushin to take effect without the Tanai. So then the Rambam and the Ravid say, you can do that change. So the Rambam and the Ravid have a machloikis, is there a need for Eidus Likim Adova when they do the Mechilas HaTanai? So the Rambam says, no. You only need Eidus Likim Adova on the actual Kiddushin. And the actual Kiddushin, not on the Mechilas HaTanai. Even though the Mechilas HaTanai is going to determine whether the Kiddushin is going to take place. And the Ravid disagrees and says, no, just like you need Eidus Likim HaDover on the act of Kiddushin, so too you need Eidus Likim HaDover on the Mechilas HaTanai. So the Pashto says that the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether you need Eidus Likim HaDover when the Baal appoints a Shliach for Nesinus HaGet, is also Lishitosam. The Rambam holds you don't need Eidus Likim HaDova on every step of the way that's crucial for the Dovish of the Yerba. They make Mechilas HaTanai. If not Mechilas HaTanai, the Kiddushin is not Chal. The Rambam says you don't need Eidus Likim HaDova. When the Baal appoints a Shlech lo Halochas HaKiddushin, Halochas HaGet, you don't need Eidus Likim HaDova, even though it's crucial. If he doesn't appoint a Shlech lo Halochas, the Get doesn't get off, the Kiddushin doesn't get off the ground, doesn't matter. You only need Eidus Likim HaDova on the actual Dovish of the Yerba itself. And the Ravid holds, no, you need Eidus Likim HaDova on anything that's crucial that's going to determine, any Maisa that's going to determine whether the Kiddushin and the Get is going to be Chal. So if the Rambam Shita is that anything that's, if the Rambam Shita is that you only need Eidus Likim HaDova on the actual Kiddushin, or the actual Get itself, so why does the Rambam require Eidus Likim HaDova when the Isha appoints a Shliach LeKabbalas HaGet? That's not the actual Dovish of the Yerba itself. So you have to give a Hesber over here. Why is it different? So believe that, I'll have to explain. Okay. Just check me out.